Hey, I've got some game time tips to share with Frigidaire. When you're hosting during football season, you've got to be ready for every kind of craving. Somebody wants fresh pizza. Somebody wants crispy wings. Somebody's asking if there's sliders. That's when you need more than one call in the playbook. Frigidaire offers ranges and wall ovens with over 15 cooking modes, so you can tackle hosting with confidence. There's stone-baked pizza for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Air fry mode for crispy favorites, and air sous vide for juicy tender sliders. Plus, there's slow cook, no preheat, and more. Stone-baked pizza and air fry, both built right in your oven. That's the game time MVP combo. So when you're hosting before kickoff, Frigidaire helps you cover every craving. Available at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Only when using stone-baked pizza mode. Cook time requires preheat and reheat and may vary based on ingredients.
It's Saturday. The tailgate crew is on the way. You've got the cooler iced, comfortable seating, and oof, where's the charcoal for the grill? No worries. That's when Express Delivery from the Home Depot can help. Order in the app or online, get what you need delivered fast, and track it along the way so you can get set up in time for kickoff. Get what you need in 2 hours or less with Express Delivery from the Home Depot. Subject to availability, order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. Restrictions and fees apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
This dude is a freaking animal.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The buck stops here, essentially, is what I'm saying.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, UFC President Dana White. Coming up, 5-time Grammy Award winner Michael Bublé. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and what a show we've already had over the first 2 hours. Dana White was here, hour 2. Baker Mayfield stopped by as well. We were also hanging out with Michael Irvin all 3 hours. He's still sitting here to my right, and he is joined by my friend O'Shea Jackson Jr. here for this program. O'Shea, yes. You are here in advance of recording the 100th episode of No Contest,
yes,
with TJ, huh?
100th. I've noticed that there's no cake.
No balloons.
We'll get right on that for
That's
you.
That's crazy.
Cat would have said balloons.
Well, instead of... you've got Becky Lynch as your
guest. Yeah, that's huge.
In studio for all of that.
Very happy.
If you missed any of the first 2 hours of this show, there is our Disney Plus page. There's also our YouTube channel. There's all 3 hours available through our podcast. You can also check things out however you wish through our social media feeds at Rich Eisen Show for most of them. RichEisenShop.com is also where you can get all the neat gear that Michael Irvin is not wearing today. RichEisenShop.com for hats and mugs and all that good stuff. We appreciate you stopping by there for all of that. Good to see you again, Irv. It's always great to see you guys. The two of you guys are
this is great.
This is gonna be fun.
They do so good, man. Hey, we were just having some fun talking about some of the stuff he's done, man. Some great stuff, man. When he played, you know, the Unusual Suspect in Den of Thieves. That was such a great one.
Do you know his dad?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know his dad. Of course I know his dad.
It's
kind of popular.
I'm aware of that. But I just would imagine Irv and Cube would hang out at some point in time.
His dad is as gifted as anything. But,
okay.
But, man, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. And that's funny because I remember when they were talking about you acting, you know what I mean? And then you started putting out stuff. So I was like, oh, man, this is great, man. So what has it been like, you know, following your dad, those big feet, big shoes you got to try to feel?
I've done it with a chip on my shoulder because when I did Straight Outta Compton, you know, I had auditioned for 2 years to get that role.
Right.
Left college, like dedicated myself to acting. And then when I got it, it was just talk about nepotism. And then when the movie come out and I kill it, they say, oh, well, of course he could play his dad. And it's like, you just told me that I wasn't supposed to get in the first place. So I told my team every role I take has to be different from the last one, so they can't put me in a box. Mm. Come on, man. Can't touch me.
Well, I mean, Cocaine Bear was definitely different.
That was different. That is art, Rich.
Cocaine Bear. Why you had to bring that up, Rich?
Cocaine Bear, bro. And I didn't die. I want to remind everybody, I did not die in that movie.
You got your arm bitten off or your hand?
My fingers. I got two fingers missing. That's it.
I should say spoiler alert, but everybody had fingers missing from that movie.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a good movie.
You're so funny, Irv.
I found out my dad
was funny.
That was
funny, really? Man. I watched that movie too. I had to watch that movie.
Yeah, who did?
I was like, I gotta see what Cocaine Bear. You know, what is that?
Oh my gosh! All right, we're gonna take some phone calls and then maybe have some conversations based off of them here. Let's go to Nathan in Chicago here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Nathan? You're on with Irv, O'Shea, and the rest of us.
Hey, Rich, great show so far. I love your show. I usually love your takes, but at the beginning of the show, you had your top 10 list of guys under the most pressure.
Yes.
And I was shocked that Josh Allen wasn't on
No, it was most approved, not under pressure, most approved. What does Josh Allen have to prove?
Well.
That he can close it out, that he can win the big game, that he can get to the big game. You know, I mean, he had the easiest path possible last year, and he still couldn't get it done.
Do you agree with that Josh Allen has something to prove, Irv?
I do. I do agree with it because Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, we can toast this cake any kind of way we want to, but they got those coaches out of there. That's ultimately what's good. Both defensive coaches, they're two quarterbacks. You know they've had battles late in the game when a coach wants to win with his defense and these gifted quarterbacks wants to win with their gift. That's why I say the pressure is on Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. You let go two great coaches, we putting it on you.
I don't know. Do we have the list of potentially of the power rankings? If not, it's all good. I can just read it off. Okay. I mean, we don't. And thanks for the call, Nathan, for a Kickstarter here. I don't. The quarterbacks I have on the list about most approve. I've got Tua and Penix. I've got Jaden Daniels. I made him number 5 just because I didn't want to piss him off.
Chill out.
Malik Willis. Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray. Those are the ones. Like, what does Josh Allen have to prove? I mean, he's proven he can take a team deep into the playoffs, and he's proven he's a quarterback you would want on your team if you want to make a Super Bowl, if not win one. It's just that, you know how tough it is. It's not easy to get there and then get back.
You got to get one, Rich, and for that gift, that talent, they're expecting him to get one. They're expecting Lamar to get one. You know what I mean? It's the measuring. So you're right. The two parts of it. Okay. There's do I need to prove that I can do it, and I need to prove, and some people need to prove that I can do it at the highest levels to be considered one of the greats of this game. We're going to look back at Lamar and Josh and start wondering, are they one of the greats? And how can they be one of the greats when they didn't win one Super Bowl? And you know, Sam Darnold comes in and get him one.
I don't know. I just have a conversation of something to prove. I don't think Allen and Lamar have anything they have to prove. I think Kyler Murray's got to prove he could run a franchise for a second time with all these weapons that he has and a coach that can dial it up. You want to talk about defensive coaches, right? I mean, he had Jonathan Gannon for the last few years. Now he's got Kevin O'Connell in his ear. Deshaun Watson, right. I think that's without even needing to mention Malik Willis down in South Florida. He's got to prove that he can run a team, right? I mean, and Jaden Daniels got to prove that year one was him, not year two, despite the injuries being a year two problem for him. That's where I'm two in Penix, I think, go without saying. You know, does Dak have something to prove?
Yeah, Dak has to prove. Oh, God, yes.
Like what?
God, yes.
Like
yeah,
what?
That he can go deep in the playoffs. That he can take it deep. They didn't go. I sat down with Dak. I was at the Cowboys camp and sat down with him. And I asked. I said, people keep saying 30 years. How much of that do you take on to yourself? He says the last 11. As long as he's been there, that's all he can carry, you know. So he, I think he understands that, too, that they need to go deeper into the playoffs.
Anybody in the Rams have something to prove?
I was about to say, did we bring up the fact that Shea has Aaron Donald now? Was that brought up during the show?
We like brought up Aaron Donald. We didn't bring up the fact that Shay.
I just wanted to be out there.
Yeah, we didn't bring it up in the, you know, through that mindset.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, Shay has Aaron Donald, America. I told you this would happen. And it's going to get real aggressive around here. Okay.
I like
We need to figure out what's the situation with Puka. But like, I keep hearing, you know, something to prove. People talk about the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Super Bowl is in Los Angeles. And that's where Aaron Donald loves the Super Bowl. We getting it.
Can I just ask something about Puka? And I shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't. But
sure, you should.
I don't know. Was that a case or was that just a girlfriend complaining?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that a case or is just a girlfriend?
These are all good questions.
See, this is this.
But
what,
he's not. Here's the thing. He's not on a commissioner's exempt list.
Correct. Correct.
That's not happening as has happened to two other players.
Well, I'm saying, I ain't no doubt it's me because, you know, I'm a little. I see headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I see headlines saying this man assaulted or something like that. And I don't know if she filed a real complaint or is she just on social media sharing things. And then I think that's different. I think that's a hell of a difference.
I wish I had the facts directly.
Yeah, right,
fingertips right.
That's
now.
Why I ain't saying nothing.
But
I ain't
the fact is he is not on the commissioner's exempt list right now. And correct. There are other players who have, and I think that would have been decided by now, if not. So I don't know what it is. But he, listen, we're having a conversation about who has anything to prove, and you know, I guess what the Rams have to prove that their team is Super Bowl worthy. I don't know. I'm just saying that Sean Mannion's on this list as well. He's got to prove that he can call plays for the Philadelphia Eagles, because if not, that whole thing is going to be, you know, in the same. Cauldron as it was last year. Let's take.
They helped him out too, though, by shipping off, you know, big
AJ
fella.
Brown?
Yeah, shipping
How
off.
How was that a help?
Now you can call plays in peace, you know, because you don't have to worry about calling plays just for him. And AJ Brown needed to see this. The three games he did lead the league in receptions over those three games, the Eagles went 0-3 last year. 0-3. In those three games, he caught more passes than anybody in the National Football League. So, you know, you just got to say, oh, okay, maybe we should run the ball first and then get me the ball. You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think that'll help him not have it on A.J. Brown.
Okay. Addition by subtraction. You know,
well, it's going to help him. I'm not saying it's going to really help Jalen Hurts, but he'll have a peace of mind calling the games. Jalen Hurts hopes that receiver catch that pass. Yeah, that may be different.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Derek in Missouri is a regular of this program. You're on with Irv and O'Shea and the rest of us. What's up, Derek? How are you?
I'm good, Rich. O'Shea, Michael, nice to make your acquaintances, guys. Pleasure, Michael, for you, sir. I'm not a big Cowboys enthusiast, but when I was a kid, it was a thrill and honor to watch you play, sir. And God bless you, man. You're one of a kind. I'll give you that. Rich, before I get into my two in, two out, I wanted to mention this to you. It was on this day 1 year ago that your show debuted on Disney Plus. Are you aware of that?
It was 1 year. Was it September?
How about that?
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Derek. I appreciate that. See, I didn't get a cake for myself.
Well, hey, love thyself, brother.
For us, I don't see any cake here either.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't mean to rope you into
toxicity. Well,
he keeps saying I run a hostile work environment.
It is. Look how stressed everybody is.
You dropped two cakes today.
If I'm not mistaken, you want to put one team in the playoffs and one team out from each conference.
Yes.
Correct. So on the AFC side of things, the one team I'm taking out would be the Steelers, because I think last year was just a one-hit wonder because, well, it was for them when they played the Texans and they were gone just like that.
Who do you put in?
The team I'm putting in for the AFC, I would say the Bengals. I mean, it all depends if Joe Burrow stays healthy and that offensive line could protect him and that defense could just come into fruition for once.
In the NFC?
In addition to Dexter Lawrence.
The NFC?
The NFC side. The Niners. I mean,
I thought you were going to
say mounted up again. We haven't taken a snap of football yet.
And then who are you putting in?
It's going to be Achilles heel. And I'm not saying it's because you're here, Michael, but the Cowboys.
That's easy.
There's something different about this team this year. I don't know what it is, but we might see something come into play.
Yeah, by the way, you speak his language. Niners out. Like, I think out of NFC team that made it last year that he would prefer to be out for the Cowboys to be in would be Philadelphia. Like, that's the one that you would choose at the top of your list, correct?
It would be interesting, but
thank you, Derek.
Man, yeah, I guess I would. Just so I can get back all, I get right back in those Eagles' faces and say, fly, Eagles, fly, all the way to your house, because you're not going to the playoffs.
All the way to your
you
couch.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
That's what
you have to find a little bit more that rhymes, I imagine.
Right.
Something rhymes with couch. I don't know, ouch.
All the way to your house and sit on your damn couch. There you go right there. I got it.
Bars out here.
All right, so give me Michael Irvin, a team in each conference that was in last year that's now out, like an old game day morning season preview thing. Give me one that's out, and one that's in.
Well, he just hit it with Dallas being.
But you
out.
The Dallas is in. But Dallas, who would you take out? Would you take the Niners?
I would take in the NFC
last year's playoff team,
Carolina.
Yeah, Green Bay, San Francisco,
Carolina.
But if you take Carolina out, they were the winners of the NFC South.
Yes.
So somebody else would be in from the South.
Yeah.
That was out last year.
Right.
So Dallas,
right, they were at three-way
Carolina
tie.
Being out
in
Dallas.
They had a three-way tie right in the end, and Carolina got the tiebreaker. That's right.
So it's got to be either an NFC East team or another wild card team.
Right. I do believe the Eagles will make the playoffs this year.
So it would be Niners, Seahawks, right? Niners, Rams, and
it's hard to call the Niners.
Packers, also. What do you think?
Packers.
Packers out. I will let Cowboys in.
Because I'm going to have Chicago win that division.
Okay. What do you got for me in the AFC?
Caleb Williams, man, fight on.
What do you got for me in the AFC? Give me one that was in that's now out, and one that was out that's now in.
When it was in, AFC. It's now out.
AFC.
Who was out? I got Denver winning.
Yeah, wild cards were Texans, Bills, Chargers.
Right. Texans got in. Remember the nine-game win streak?
Chargers?
Chargers, I believe,
Broncos,
get
Chargers,
in.
Chargers, Patriots, Chargers, Bills, Jaguars, in. Texans, Steelers made it.
It's hard. I take out the Steelers, too. I drop out the Steelers.
And who do you put in? Somebody from the AFC in North.
Who would I go with the AFC North?
Bengals, Ravens, Browns. Browns.
Well, yeah. No. When I said Browns, And listen, let's stop this. I'm not so easy and quickly and ready to ever, because we're always saying, if the Bengals can stay healthy, I'm not so easily and quickly and ready to give them that, you know, if they stay healthy. So, man, that's a tougher one. But who's out last year? The Ravens? Who's out?
Ravens were out. Ravens are getting in.
And that's why I was talking about the pressure that's on Lamar Jackson and the pressure that to prove that's on Josh Allen.
You've met Lamar.
You can't cry like that, man. You can't cry at the end of the season and not come back and do like that. I mean, he was crying big time, man.
Do you think Lamar feels an ounce of pressure? Ever? You know how that works. Come on now.
I do believe Lamar feels. Lamar feels like he was the one that was supposed to prove to the world that a quarterback that can run win the Super Bowl. Yes, he does feel pressure. Jalen Hurts came in and proved that to the world. He just watched that goal and that dream slip away. Why would he not come in? When he came in the league, he said, yeah, I'm a running back. So he wanted to, he set you up with saying that I'm a running back because he expected to be holding that trophy saying a running back won the position, won the trophy at quarterback. Mm. You see what I mean? He was setting it up. So yeah, he feels this pressure.
Pressure to what? Win a Super
Bowl. To win a Super Bowl.
But his two
at least get there.
And one that was almost the third hasn't proved that he's as gifted a quarterback as the league has ever seen.
It's not enough.
Right.
It's not enough. Not for legacy. If you feel pressure from anybody, you for sure got to feel pressure from the black community, bro.
Right.
Because we need to see you get there. Like, you got to get there. At least get there. And the same thing with Josh Allen. Now, Josh Allen, he got married in the offseason, so he got his rings. Or I don't know where his mind is. But, like, their window is closing. Their window's closed.
He got a ring, but not equal. Well, yeah, yeah,
hey,
she'll
good
say
ring.
It's the ring.
Pretty good ring to have.
I got
a pretty good ring to have.
I got to push back on this.
It's the ring.
As a matter of fact, him getting married and maybe having a kid, his life is more in order.
Yeah.
And that could actually make him a better professional, quite frankly.
It could.
You know, and then on top of it, like, you know, he's as generationally brilliant as there is. And I understand rings put you in a different position, and certainly to get in the room in Ohio that you are in forever. I understand all of that. But pressure, come on now. I don't think Lamar feels an ounce of pressure. He wants to win. That's it. I believe that. And I think he's proven enough that he's as good as they come. But the ring is part of the conversation at the end of the day.
Always.
How many have you won?
Yeah.
And that is a legitimate conversation.
Always.
But there's a lot of ringless individuals in that room in Ohio as well, Michael. Listen,
I was a San Diego Charger fan, and I cheered for the goodest quarterback of all time, Philip Rivers.
The goodest.
You want to be great. Lamar got to be great.
Philip Rivers was
O'Shea
was
Jackson
bad,
Jr. is here in support of the 100th episode of No Contest Wrestling. That'll be in our YouTube channel and in your RSS feeds with Becky Lynch later on today. Michael Irvin, one more segment with him. When we come back, I will be chatting fantasy football with the brilliant and talented and lovely Michael Bublé. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money. The right one, that helps your business grow. And the challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Getting started by right now. Posting your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen is a great idea. Terms and conditions apply. When we come back, Michael Bublé talks fantasy football. He's only in 19 leagues. It's coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity. Athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer. Their families standing beside them, doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/Hope on Wheels. The audience has returned. Michael Bublé, five-time Grammy Award winner. We've established this in the Disney Plus side of things. His wife is shooting a Disney film in Argentina. His children are in the other room in Argentina from where Michael Bublé is zooming. on Disney Plus, just like Dad is right now having this conversation. I think I brought everyone up to speed.
He would still trade any one of those Grammys for the championship.
So you did not win last year then, is what you're saying.
I won one. I won one.
Right.
I won one.
Because if you're...
It was called the League of the People, which I really enjoyed because I felt like the People's League had a bite to it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And who are the people that you beat?
I got the belt.
Who are the people that you beat?
Oh, well, one of the people, I mean, they're all my buddies, my brother-in-laws.
Okay.
The commissioner of the league is a learned doctor who runs the ER in Vancouver. And that felt especially good because he was very sure that I was never going to take that belt. And I'll just send him pictures of me with the belt doing different random things. I'll be like pushing the baby, but there'll be no baby in it. I'll just have the belt, or I'll eat like breakfast with the belt. Constant. It's constant. I don't stop.
All right. So, in the league you drafted in last night, what pick did you have?
I had the same pick I seem to have in every draft. I have been a lottery loser, but I don't want to. Eighth. I picked eighth.
Oh, eighth. That's a tough one.
But is it though? Is it though, Rich?
Who'd you take?
Well, you know what's weird? I keep in the 4,322 mock drafts I did, where Gibbs fell to me at eighth every time. No,
I know.
No, but
right?
You know what? I didn't hate being in the back there and coming around, depending on what happens.
How many teams?
You know what?
How many teams are in the league?
This one I did last night was a 10-team league. Okay. So every team is strong, but it was half PPR. So I started and I went running back. And I didn't hate it. I got Brown. My first pick was Cook.
Okay.
And second was Brown. I got I got McConkey, Olave. It was a nice little start. I went late on tight ends and even later on QBs. What's funny is I felt like I finished the drafts and I went, I look good. And then I saw that projection for my first week against Alan Chang. And it doesn't look good, but it's just projection. I know it doesn't mean anything. I just got to keep telling myself that.
Don't do the projection thing. And I don't care what the ESPN fantasy computer thinks of my picks either. They don't know. Nobody knows, and that's the beauty of fantasy football. Nobody knows. It's also what's infuriating is somebody that doesn't know nearly as much as you do goes and beats you week one, and then you start pondering life and stuff like that. But James Cook and Chase Brown is not a bad running back. Certainly a way to go in a half PPR league, too, so you don't have to feel like that you blew a chance with some receivers. Certainly since Cook and Brown come out of the backfield, they can catch it. You know, that's not bad. Who is the quarterback that you held off on and you chose late?
I took Lawrence and I took Bo.
Well, it's not bad either. All right, so Lawrence.
No, and by the way,
yeah.
I mean late, like 12th, 13th.
You got to hold.
14th.
That's the way to go.
So, you know what's funny, man? Yeah. I was truly, this is how much it means to me. I really love you guys. Like, I love this show. I've always been a fan. I was thinking to myself, do I lie like that guy who said he was on the football? Like, do I lie like him about who I drafted? So that in the next upcoming drafts, people aren't telegraphed because they all watch you.
Okay.
And now they're all going to go, okay, I know what Buble is doing today.
The Dejan love of fantasy. That's Michael Buble is here on the Rich Eisen Show. I had no idea. Did you draft it? Did somebody draft Dejan Love? Somebody do that?
Please.
Is he available in somebody's GoFundMe draft?
Okay.
I like that he's honestly, personally, I like that he's doubled down. I really do. I feel like that's something that I might just do. Just get caught in the lie and then just double down on it.
Yes. Yeah. He's in the
PP. I like when he said, of course they're not admitting I'm on that team, because if you're on Green Bay and you don't want them to know. Oh, he's excellent.
He's off the reservation. That's for sure.
My favorite was he told someone that there was a lot of training camps going on, but he didn't have to go to training camp because training camp is for people who needed practice. And he didn't really need that much practice.
What a legend.
Imagine telling that to an actual NFL coach.
That's amazing.
I don't need training camp. That's what people
It wasn't coaches he was telling these
things. I know. Well. Yeah.
How many are you in, Rich?
We're in a league draft right now. Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals has invited all of us into his guillotine league. Are you playing any guillotine leagues, knockout
leagues? Yes, I won my guillotine league last year.
Is there any greater feeling than that?
Really fun.
I have not won one.
It's hard, too. That might be the hardest one to win.
I love it, though. I kind of dig the knockout guillotine leagues more than the straight regular version because, listen, like if we're in a fantasy league together, it's me versus you and it's Chris versus TJ. And I'm not paying attention to Chris versus TJ until, you know, finally I just might, let's see what the rest of the league is up to, see who's winning and who's losing. But in a guillotine, the knockout, we're all hyper aware of what everyone else is doing. Sure. And then on Monday Night Football, when we're settling into ESPN and we're watching Monday Night Football, you know who's on the block and who's maybe not on the block, and you're rooting for someone to get on the block because you want to pick at that person's roster like a buzzard in the desert, man. You know, and I kind of dig it. I love it.
There is no greater drama, too. Like watching that guy get that 2-point convert, and it just changes, and then that's the load. Yeah. Actually, I have to give a shout out to the Lark Canada League where I won that because one of my mates in that league, when I won, he made me a t-shirt because every week they would cut another guy's head off. And remember Futurama where they all have their heads, you know, in a, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
The jars.
So they gave me a t-shirt with all the heads in the jars and me at the, you know, so I got to post that. I got to come home when I get home and actually post that because it was amazing.
Dude. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm in a draft right now, as a matter of fact. And I picked up George Kittle before the commercial break.
You picked up Kittle?
I did. I think Kittle's going to play week one. And even if he doesn't, I think he's going to be George Kittle like we're used to.
Who else do you have so far?
All right. It's a full guillotine league, so it's 18 teams, right?
We have 19. Yes. Vinny added one extra.
What?
Wow.
So 1 week, two are going to be chopped.
Vinny.
Am I allowed to ask if you, maybe 1 year you can invite me in so that...
Here's the deal.
Well, we were just thinking it.
Here we go. We're doing a guillotine league just for us, and you're in.
Okay.
We want to ask you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? The divorce isn't going to be pretty, but it's worth it.
We don't want that, though.
No, I'm kidding. My wife, you know what's funny? My whole life is like, she knows we go to church on Saturday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not a joke. We go to church because Sunday she knows. He's like, Michael is doing this stupid fantasy. And she also always said to me, like, it's no real. And I say, you don't know. I'm telling you, it's super real.
It's no real.
It's super real. Yeah, so we're going to do our own guillotine league. I guess it's got
to
be full.
We might have to go week one.
Yeah, we're going to go week one. So I'll hit you up and we'll figure out a draft. And we'll
Thank you.
We're going to do that. And then 1,000,000%, keep up conversation. Because fantasy, listen, it's tough to have a conversation on a show like this one about it because – if we're talking about certain players and other people haven't drafted them or they're not on his or her team, they're like checked out. And so you want everyone to be locked in. But having a conversation about fantasy, though, I can also think everyone can relate to because it means so much. I wish it didn't mean so much. You know what I mean? I wish it means so much, Michael.
This morning, one of our leagues, the Keeper League, had a serious, serious conversation about that they had made mistakes of who they kept because you lose that player from that round.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even though they've played for 5 years, somehow that slipped past them. And there was a massive, big, you know, it's hilarious. And it was like, it was serious. It was like, can you please? And then there was no, your keepers have been set. That is it. But it, like, you know, relationships end over it. And by the way, at the same time, you also create amazing friendships through like group chats and things where guys really like become buddies. Like you really grow relationships. So I think it's a really cool thing.
Well, we're in the regular straight up fantasy league that we do here amongst the show. We just had a draft the other day. You mentioned a text chain. There is a big problem with the text chain that's going on right now, is that the text chain was clean of anybody who had an Android until somebody kindly added our director, Monica, who's directing this broadcast right now. He's the one changing cameras. He's professionally, he's not popping me off the screen right now because he got added and the text chain is now...
The greats don't shy away from change. They attack it head on with confidence, preparation, and a clear strategy. KPMG LLP and their transformation professionals work with organizations across industries using their advanced AI to help them move faster, work smarter, and adapt with purpose. Because in today's business environment, winning teams don't react to change, they shape it. Learn more at visit.kpmg.us/velocity.
Quick break to tell you some game time tips. When you're hosting during football season, you've got to be ready for every kind of craving. Somebody wants fresh pizza. Somebody wants crispy wings. Somebody's asking if there's sliders. That's when you need more than one call in the playbook. Frigidaire offers ranges and wall ovens with over 15 cooking modes, so you can tackle hosting with confidence. There's stone-baked pizza for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Air fry mode for crispy favorites, and air sous vide for juicy tender sliders. Plus, there's slow cook, no preheat, and more. Stone-baked pizza and air fry, both built right in your oven. That's the Game Time MVP combo. So when you're hosting before kickoff, Frigidaire helps you cover every craving. Available at the Home Depot. Outdoers get more done. Only when using stone-baked pizza mode. Cook time requires preheat and reheat and may vary based on ingredients.
Green and not full iPhone blue.
And I understand.
You understand? Like, this is a problem. This is an issue. And I'm thinking of demanding that he be removed back off of the text chain or change his phone.
Until he gets an iPhone.
This is where we're at. You understand? Like, this text chains on fantasy leagues are almost as important as the draft itself. You understand?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to have to talk smack with somebody and then have to hit it 15 times because it's not going through. You know? Then I also don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see green.
Yeah, I understand. They feel very strongly when they have the Android. They feel very, but you're, you know, thank God they don't have a BlackBerry.
Oh, man.
Monica, you don't have a BlackBerry, do you? I'm talking to my director through a Zoom through Argentina. This is amazing. Bitching and moaning about an Android versus a phone, an iPhone, and blue versus green. It's a very 21st century conversation. All right. So, lastly, you've established you're in a regular snake draft league, right? You're in one of those, and you're also in one of the guillotine league. You're in one of those
in a guillotine league.
Okay. Yep. You're in an auction draft league. Are you in one of those?
No, that's actually funny. That's the one thing that I don't have is an auction draft. Everything else is just regular, you know.
Snake draft, everything, okay.
Snake, yeah. The only one that's different is that in the People's League this year, they changed it where they went back in the third round where you go back to, so instead of the snake for that one round, it goes back to... you know what I mean? To the end of the draft, which is cool. And by the way, I have the eighth pick in that one too. And that's really awesome because I get, you know, four of the top 40 or whatever, or the top 30.
Okay.
So it works for me.
Well, listen, I need to send you back to your kids since they're, they might be all out of
they're
candy.
They're so good right now.
Okay.
They're so quiet. It's probably not a good thing that they're that quiet. Hey, listen, Rich, I've got a record that, comes out later in the next, you know, 27.
Yeah.
And you and I still have not done our song together. And I told my publicist, I said, dude, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I need to bring the band in that studio and you and I need to crush My Way or Feel It or something.
My Way is, I think, if I had to choose, I think it would be My Way. I think
you know what I'm
going to
do then too? I'm saying this out loud here.
I did that karaoke. I did that karaoke over the summer, and I'm feeling good
I'm going to call. You know. I'm going to call Paul Anka,
okay,
who is also a football guy, and I'm going to ask him if he can rewrite the words for you and I, so that when we do our version, it's only our version.
Okay, what? We're doing it our way.
Wow.
Okay,
we're doing it our way.
All right, Michael. There's a lot. There's a lot going on between us right now.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. And I love your passion for fantasy football, and the fact that we're friends is pretty cool too, man. I appreciate
Likewise.
It. Hey, listen, this guy's got Grammys. He's got a beautiful family. Otani uses his song as a walk-up song. He's in Argentina. Disney Plus is what he's on now. His kids are on it. His wife's making movies for it.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're improving American-Canadian relations with each word we're doing right now.
Look at us. Exactly.
You know, I don't care what the lake's called. I love you. You know what I mean? You take care of yourself, too. Michael.
All right, well, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
That's right. Michael Bublé, everybody, right, from Argentina.
Let's go.
We're drafting players. We're talking fantasy. He's in our guillotine league now.
That's right.
We got to figure out when that draft.
Can't wait to take his quarterback when he's chopped. What?
He's off the Zoom. He didn't hear that. Yeah, we got running. He's running to make sure his kids aren't like just throwing down sugar.
That's right.
Oh my God, Argentinian right. sugar. Okay. When we come back, we'll finish the show with Irvin O'Shea. One more segment. I knew this show would go in 2 seconds flat. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money. The right one helps your business grow. And the challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. And this is where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build that team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/eyes, and terms and conditions apply. I don't know why I said the word free like that. We're back with your calls, Irv and O'Shea, in a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Second day here, yep.
Folks on from Hyundai, let's talk about Hyundai Hope on Reels real quick. Every 36 minutes, it's awful that in the United States a child is diagnosed with cancer. What that means, though, is some of the bravest warriors you'll ever meet aren't professional athletes or superheroes. They're the kids in this fight. This is why we're all here on the Rich Eisen Show, proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For the past 28 years, with support from Hyundai, their dealers, and every new Hyundai sold, Hope on Wheels has contributed over $300 million to childhood cancer research, helping save more than 40,000 kids. Please join our fight at HyundaiWarriors.com. Michael Irvin, back on the set here. Pull that microphone back towards you.
Yeah,
here,
I got
sir.
This. I
and then O'Shea Jackson Jr. here again. TJ, you ready for Becky Lynch to stroll in here for the 100th episode of No Contest Wrestling?
We've been cultivating this caper for a while.
We have. And this is apparently this one-year anniversary of our appearance for the first time on Disney+.
How about that?
I had no idea about that either.
You didn't get a cake for either of
them. I didn't. There's no cake.
No cake.
It's Wednesday. Susie might send donuts.
Yeah, she might. But she's coming in here tomorrow. Women's Sports Now, episode 20 of season 2. 844-204-RICH has been the number to dial here all day. The NFC North, we're going to predict it. Let's do that real quick. Mm-hmm. TJ Jefferson, you're first up. Who wins the NFC North 1-4? How do you see it going here?
You know, I wasn't prepared, but I know that I had the Minnesota Vikings at 4.
Okay.
Even though I think they're going to have a better year than everybody thinks, and I think Kyler Murray is going to help my cousin, Justin Jefferson, kind of get back to where he was in terms of the wide receiver rankings. At number 3, I believe I had the Detroit Lions.
Mm. Okay.
Everyone thinks the Lions are going to win? I'm not so sure, Rich. I don't know.
All right.
At number 2, we have the Green Bay Packers. And then coming in at number 1, the Bears.
You got the Bears winning the NFC North.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see who you have over there, Christopher. Who do you have?
Yeah, I agree with TJ. I'm big on the Bears this year. I actually think this division is probably going to have the most wins this year. That would be my pick. But I do think the Vikings are 4th. I like Green Bay 3rd. Detroit 2nd. And the Chicago Bears winning the division. I think the top 3 all make the playoffs.
All right. Where are we going next? We're going to go to Irv next. Michael Irvin, you're playing this game with us today. Predict the NFC North.
Yeah, and I think all of us probably have that 1-4 similar to something like that 1-4. I got Vikings, and the more and more I dive into my cranium thinking about these Packers Lions, I mean, because Mike Parsons is not totally healthy early on in the season. This could possibly flip, but I got it Packers, Lions, and Vikings. But it could possibly flip because they get no pressure without Michael Parsons.
Okay.
Macca.
I have something different.
Oh.
Not 1-4 is not the
same. Okay, I want to see.
I mean, 4 might be the same for me. I think the Bears had a great season last year.
The Bears.
And part of the reason why is because they kept on winning games in the fourth quarter, and their defense was highly opportunistic. I am concerned about the Packers, though. Josh Jacobs, I don't know how long he's going to be out, and Micah's definitely out for the
first
quarter.
And that's what I'm saying, Rich.
And right, so
you putting them? You're not going to put a fourth, though.
The Packers always do better than you think, though. They finished poorly last year as well, so I'm going to have them. I even toyed with having them finish last. You pop it up on the screen. I do have them finishing last. Wow.
And
I'm putting the Lions one. Mm-hmm. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to do what everybody expects. I think Goff's going to come back. I think the offense is going to be better. And I think defensively, finally, you know, like, let's just have the football gob stop kicking them in the injury nards, man.
That's true.
So I just went totally different just because it's always going to be different.
Let me tell you something. Ben Johnson is the swing in this Chicago-Detroit thing. Since Ben left, Detroit's not really been Detroit offensively anyway.
It's 1 year.
And look at what he's done in the year over on the other side.
And then I'm just saying last year their plan to replace Ben Johnson didn't work out. They needed a better plan for that.
But, wait,
their plan was definitely not like let's switch coordinators midstream and have Dan.
Right, and they went all through it. Dan, you gonna call? No, you call. No, it's not as easy. You think you got the great players? You can bring anybody in here and they run these plays. It doesn't work that way. But it's going to be interesting because the Michael Parsons is a bit. And I didn't mention the Josh Jacobs, but the Michael Parsons going to be. It'll be huge for them.
Right. And I think everybody's above 500, though. That's for damn sure. Yeah. And it's going to be tight and it's going to be close. And just because one team's in fourth place, it's not because I don't think they're – I just don't know how they're going to start. That's all. And I think it's helpful they're at the Jets week two at least. You know, I'm not saying that the Jets are in homecoming, but you never know here. All right. So let's get all business on the table. No contest wrestling later on today. O'Shea, and TJ and Becky Lynch. Congratulations on episode 100, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really proud of you guys. You work really, really hard at this and booking the show and everything like that, along with our staff. It's great. The White House, Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
White House.
When does my episode with Suze drop? When do we get that?
We drop that next week.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be next week.
That's great.
We'll drop the Cowboys. We'll drop Cowboys because the day we went, we dropped the Chargers.
Okay.
Then we'll drop the Cowboys.
All right. And then people get that on Netflix and YouTube as well, right?
Right there on Netflix. Yeah,
okay, very good. And then your show Fetching Fletchers.
That's on YouTube. And that's the show. Yeah, we had Linda Fletcher in here. Traveling. She's become now. She's the official Madden cruiser.
I like it.
Yes.
She's
a Fletcher cruiser.
Just so we can, you know, we do miss John. We miss John.
Kane cruiser.
God bless.
Love it.
A hurricane cruiser. Love you, Irv.
So love you guys.
Say
too,
hi to
man.
You too.
Great job.
All right. So we've got one more segment on Disney Plus. Everybody else get to a no contest wrestling spot near you for that big episode today.
I love you too, Suze. Gotta put Suze in there.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
In ESPN's wild world of college football, every Saturday begins with a ritual. And then, the migration turns to mayhem. Predators hunt, territories are defended, rivals clash. In this wild world, legends are unleashed on Saturdays. No one brings you closer to the wild than ESPN. College football on ESPN continues Labor Day weekend. Witness the wild on ABC, ESPN, and the ESPN app.